Douglas Quinn is an award-winning sound designer, naturalist, and composer. He's traveled around the world, documenting the natural soundscape from Antarctica to the North Pole, from the Amazon to Africa. His new project is called Fathom, an album, yes, on vinyl, of underwater field recordings from the polar regions of the Earth, North Pole on one side, Antarctica on the other. The last time Ann Strange Champs talked with Doug Quinn, they listened to a few of his favorite polar sounds.
So, Doug, what are we hearing here?
The sounds that you're hearing are recorded underwater using a hydrophone, an underwater microphone, in Bristol Bay in Alaska. And what we're hearing are the gonging sounds and teeth clacking from walruses. These are males generally displaying. And the display has a visual component in the surface, but they dive and they make these beautiful, resonant, full gonging sounds. And this wind-up that you hear with the teeth clacking, they're not...
So that's teeth? I keep wondering, what is that tapping, banging sound? That's their teeth?
Yeah, they're a whole percussion ensemble. To me, it's sort of almost like gamelan in the range of sound that we hear. And you can hear definite sort of percussive phrasing, particularly in the teeth clacking as they ramp up and reach a crescendo and stop. And it's a very, very, very powerful sound. And these are many, many walruses recorded near Round Island, a walrus sanctuary off the coast of Alaska.
So how did you capture this sound? What did you have to do to record it?
I was there for a week, and they had all taken off from their haul out on the rocky beaches of Round Island. And just one evening, about 11 o'clock, we could see them coming back, and so got into a Zodiac inflatable boat and headed out with a hydrophone in hand and just lowered it about 30 feet and listened.
Yeah, it's kind of amazing to think what a rich world there is under the ice. There's another incredible set of sounds that you recorded of Weddell seals kind of calling to each other.
Yes, this is, I think, one of, I consider this a gift in a way, the both the quality of the sound and for sheer musicality. I was really stunned. And I think one of the interesting aspects of sound with the recordings of the Weddell seals is that my first introduction to them sonically was listening to their calls and very powerful chug sounds. They have a wide vocabulary of sounds to draw from. More than 40 calls have been identified. And you can feel it through 8 feet of ice in your bunny boots. So feeling that power, I mean, the decibels are 180 decibels, some of the signal levels, which think of a very loud rock concert and then some.
Sound quite biological, do they? Doesn't it sound like something you'd imagine hearing in outer space?
Exactly. They're so evocative of things we've come to know through music or, outer space. When I first heard it, I thought of classic electronic music from Karlheinz Stockhausen in the 50s, old analog electronic music, and the richness of these tones. I often tell people, for all the computers and synthesizers we have, somehow I'm never quite prepared for what I hear in the natural world.
You know, I always somehow thought it would be pretty desolate in Antarctica, and yet, you know, you found these rich sounds, many of them recorded actually under the ice, but there are also some recordings you made just of the ice itself, which I guess somehow it hadn't occurred to me that ice itself would make noise.
That was one of the joys in Dice. People say, well, what are you going there? There's nothing there. But on the contrary, it's teeming with life along the coastline and along the sea ice edge, which is where I spent most of my time. The recording that you're listening to here, it has a lot of noise, or what appears to be static, and you have to think of millions and millions, if not billions, of bubbles from brash ice floating around the surface as that melts. Think of ice in a glass melting and multiply that. Then you're hearing the groaning of icebergs as they either turtle or flip over or rub up against each other. So all range of sound from sort of pitched material, again, the groaning, to these explosions when they break apart, and then the brash ice percolating away.
You know, I think one of the great gifts of listening to some of your recordings is it really hits you so powerfully that the world is alive. I mean, it's hard to think of that as an inanimate thing making that kind of roaring, groaning noise.
Yes, it is that you realize when you take the time to listen, which almost seems a luxury in our fast-paced lives, that everything is in constant motion around us. The air and sound is around us all the time in varying degrees, some of it very subtle and some of it extraordinarily powerful, from glaciers to wind to volcanic eruptions to delicate sounds of birds and insects. So I think the world is always alive. We can never turn it off or tune it out, really.
Douglas Quinn is a sound designer, naturalist, and composer. He just produced a new album of underwater field recordings from the polar regions. It's called Fathom.